friend, want to take a couple of minutes here today. A discussion finally taking place on immigration, or some movement, I guess we should say, in Washington. From the American sheep industry standpoint, are those discussions headed in the right direction?
Yes, they are. We are quite pleased. We have been, the American sheep industry has been proponents of codification of immigration reform for several years. As you know, we successfully use in the United States the H-2A program for our herders that come in, and we would like to see some of the special procedures that we have with the Department of Labor codified in law. And a lot of what is taking place in the Senate right now is taking it in the right direction.
What would you like to see included?
Well, we've had this program, we being the American sheep industry, our herder program, for over, I think, almost 60 years. And through that time, there's been a lot of negotiation and discussion with the agencies, in particularly in the areas of definitions. While the current Senate bill that came out of the Judiciary Committee recognizes those special procedures, it also says that under the new program that is created under that legislation, the new visa program, that we would have to go through rulemaking with the Department of Agriculture, which we do not mind. We are actually very pleased that the Senate bill takes the administration of agricultural labor from the Department of Labor and puts it under the auspices of the Department of Agriculture, which we believe that department has a much better knowledge of our labor needs and what our workforce does. What we would like to do is to take a few of the regulatory definitions that we have worked on over the years and try to incorporate those in statute. Those would be what consists of mobile housing, things on scope of work or additional work, some of those type of things, which I think would make it easier ultimately when we promulgate the regulations to the final act if we have some of those things clarified.
Friend, without these reforms, what could happen to the Western sheep producer?
Are you saying with, so I have the question correct, are you saying without, if we have status quo and there is no change in immigration, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. What could happen is we don't like to think this, but basically our program of our H-2A program for our herders is done through rulemaking. We would like some stronger statutory language. One is always nervous when one doesn't have strong statutory language for their program, and that has always been one of our goals, is to back up our program with better legal language.
What are you hoping sheep producers across the country will be keeping in mind as they hear more about the movement of immigration reform?
I hope the sheep producers, those that use herders and those that do not, understand how important the herding community is to our large Western commercial sheep producers that utilize it probably extensively, and that we need to maintain the traditional herding of our sheep, particularly through the Mountain West.
Friend, is there anything else about immigration reform that you'd like to add?
I just think we've always firmly believed that agriculture in general, but particularly the sheep industry, we need to look forward to what our labor needs are going to be down the road or in the future. And I don't think anybody would disagree that our agricultural labor needs in the future are going to be very dependent on immigrant labor, and therefore we need to have a law and a program and regulations that work both for the employer and for the employee.